It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love guys who like football.
Thursday Night Football started week three in the National Football League with the New York Jets absolutely throttling the New England Patriots 24-3.
Was not close, Bob.
On Amazon Prime. No, it was never close. There was a minute 59 to go in the first half, and Jacoby Brissett of the New England Patriots had -1 yard passing.
Yeesh.
I was way off.
Actually, threw for 24 yards, and then NFL doing the right thing, adjusting the sack yards to your passing yards.
Mm.
He had been sacked for 25-yard loss.
Yeah.
So it's -1 yards.
Tough.
With under 2 minutes to go in the first half,
mm-hmm.
It was a butt-whooping of epic proportions, but it wasn't about anything that the New England Patriots did. It was everything Aaron Rodgers did. He looked like they turned back the clock on old Aaron Rodgers there last night.
Yeah, no, there was zip in his arm again, and whether it was, you know, just even mild throws to the outside with, you know, getting leverage on the edges, the ball was there quick, fast, and in a hurry, and there was a couple times when he stayed in the pocket and danced around and really drove, you know, extended the play, got going with his legs. It was just, it looked like vintage Aaron Rodgers, and regardless of how he looked in week one, I think you almost have to throw that performance out after watching him this week.
That's why everything is so reactionary and dumb through the first 2 weeks of the season, because the water will find its level.
Mm.
And everybody wants to overreact to anything that happens in week one or week two, but it's a 17-week season, and we are seeing the ramp up of the NFL has now trickled more so than ever into those first 2 weeks of the regular season with the limitations that they have in the offseason, whether it is shortening how many preseason games they have, limiting the amounts of practices that you can have, and contacts with the team and players over the offseason. And look, we have more player movement across the NFL in a league that always has player movement on the periphery, but we've had big-time player movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys changing cities and changing franchises left and right, it's going to take a little bit more time when you think of the process of becoming a complete team. And Aaron Rodgers coming back after missing a year of an Achilles injury, that was a big question.
Years old.
Will he be able to move?
Yeah.
And is he as mobile as he was, you know, 5 years ago? No. And because he's 40. But at the same time, you saw Rodgers, what he has between the ears in the ability to feel pressure mm-hmm. and move. You don't have to be Aaron Rodgers of 2018.
No.
You can be Aaron Rodgers now with limited mobility and still create, because he has seen everything the NFL mm-hmm. can throw at you. And he looked crisp. You saw those off platform throws that we've become accustomed to seeing, where he looked a little bit hesitant throughout the first two games of the year. Well, but he looked like he was comfortable doing it this week.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is you take a look at the weapons they have, and I think there was a lot of talk about, obviously, Breece Hall and how effective he was going to be with everything, but Braylon Allen kind of coming out of nowhere and being Aaron Rodgers' safety blanket, not only running the ball, but out of the backfield. It seems like he's the guy that they're going to over and over and over again, and a lot of that has to do with the fact of the attention and coverage that Garrett Wilson's getting on the outside, and Aaron Rodgers talked about it in the postgame, like what exactly he's seeing with
there was that awkward exchange with Robert.
The entire focus of all three defenses we played have been taking Garrett away. It's been Mel Kiper's worst nightmare. Been a lot of cover two, you know. And when there's times we get one high, we've tried to go to him, but a lot of too high in all three games. You know, they're shading to him. Even with, you know, stud corners, you know, you look at Ward in week one and Snead, thank you, in week two, and then Gonzalez in week three now. Not a lot of singles. So that's a tribute to Garrett and his talent.
And that's, the Jets are trying to figure out how exactly to keep these drives going when, you know, Wilson is supposed to be the guy to take the coverage off the top or demand everything else. It's the other guys that have to step up. And Mike Williams, after being basically MIA for the first 2 weeks, he shows up and has some big plays. You have Breece Hall, who is still effective, but Braylon has been huge for them. It seemed like every third down, they were going to him one way or the other.
No, it was him or Conklin, because Breece Hall also had, I mean, he had more receiving yards than Allen did, but it was Hall, Allen, Conklin.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your safety valves.
Yep.
And when a team is going to play cover two, when they're going to cap you on the back end, that is how you beat them. And you look at where Conklin was getting his targets, right? If it wasn't the short underneath where you're holding a flat defender, you're holding the depth and the hook to curl, right? You're going to have the running back out who's going to find a soft spot, sit in it. The other spot is in cover two, where you have the corner playing a flat defender or an outside backer if you roll the corner deep. And if you have that outside backer playing in that flat, well, you have something short to hold them, and then the tight end just kind of leaks into the soft spot in the defense. Mm-hmm. You push them vertically, you hold them short, and then boom, there's a soft spot, the whole shot for your tight end, where either he runs a seam or he runs a big bender, an over route. You find that soft spot right there. And tight ends, Brock Bowers, tight ends are going to become even more valuable. And then your running backs. And look, we've all been wondering, you know, this is like where Travis Kelce is.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Travis Kelce? Well, he's the tight end you're going to pay the most attention to. Who's been feasting? It's been backs out. Mm-hmm. It's been Noah Gray. They'll go in 12 personnel where you have one back and two tight ends. And so they're going to take Travis Kelce away. Travis Kelce's going to get open because teams are going to say, all right, we can't just keep getting nickel and dimed and torched here. And so we have to keep you honest. Travis Kelce will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They will get him open as defenses pay less and less attention to him over the course of the year. We saw this last year too, with Kansas City especially. But as it pertains to the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, you're now seeing they have settled in. I think a lot of other quarterbacks after the first 2 weeks are also going to settle in as to what defenses are taking away and how to get more comfortable. You have to think of like the quarterback play that what we've seen over the NFL the last handful of years. You've been going the natural progression of short to deep has been flipped on its head. It was deep, and then you come back short and you check down. With the way that defenses are attacking, what Rodgers and the Jets did yet last night was, we're not going to go deep. We're going to go back to the traditional. We're going to go short, and then we're going to work our way down the field again.
And you can see that in the drive charts. I mean,
it was
7 plays, 27 yards, 8 plays, 73 yards, 13 plays, 91 yards, 12 plays, 49 yards, 11 plays, 66 yards. I mean, you're just talking about deep, long drives that are just eating the clock.
And that is really difficult to do. And I think that, to me, was the most impressive part about what Aaron Rodgers did last night was the length of those drives in the National Football League. That's your quarterback just getting the ball out and having a mastery of what you're trying to do.
And
we saw Alan Lazard had another big game. You saw the throw to Garrett Wilson to get that touchdown. I mean, Rodgers was on one last night.
And the Patriots were trying to switch it up. I mean, because, as you mentioned, Aaron's seen everything. You have to have, like, post-snap. You can't show exactly what you want to do pre-snap. You have to mix it up. And I think there was maybe twice all game where Rodgers was mildly caught off guard. But otherwise, he just seemed to know what New England was doing every single time, and they had an answer for it. And it was fun and interesting to watch somebody with a mastery just kind of go, okay, we're just going to do this. This is fine.
On the flip side, the much maligned New York Jets defense
looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And now that offense is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Because
their defense did, the pass rush was finally there.
Here's the thing. Ramondre Stevenson is the Patriots offense right now. And I've been trying to say this for the longest time. The Patriots offensive line was terrible last year, and they got worse when they lost Trent Brown. Like, they're really stinking bad.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.